Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us right after this.
This is a court-ordered legal notice for Native Americans. A $760 million settlement has been reached with the United States Department of Agriculture that claims the USDA discriminated against Native Americans. If you tried to get a farm loan or loan servicing from the USDA between 1981 and November 24, 1999, you could get benefits. Those included in the settlement could get a payment of $50,000 or more, plus loan forgiveness on certain USDA loans. If you are included in this settlement, you need to know about your legal rights to be part of the settlement, object to it, or exclude yourself and keep your rights to file your own lawsuit. These rights must be acted on by February 28, 2011. To learn about the settlement and your legal rights, go to IndianFarmClass.com or call 1-888-233-5506. That's 1-888-233-5506.
This coming Friday afternoon, 2 p.m. Central Time, will be the next regular monthly Cattle on Feed report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The December report is the final one for 2010. It'll be looking at December 1st data and November of this year compared to 1 year ago. And probably the key number, once again, will be the placement number, according to livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. He says the recent trend of higher placements in monthly cattle on feed reports likely to continue in the numbers coming out this coming Friday from Uncle Sam.
Well, the general expectation in this report is that November was once again a relatively large month for placements of feeder cattle into feedlots. Although, you know, with the extra slaughter day in that month compared to last year, it won't be a record level or anything like that, but a fairly strong month nevertheless. At the same time, we know we've had relatively aggressive marketings of fed cattle, so we'll probably pull the on-feed total down just a little bit in that 102 to 102.5 range compared to last year's rather low levels.
One of the companies that do put out preview numbers of the monthly cattle on feed reports, Allendale. And their analyst, Rich Nelson, tells us that he believes that November placements will be 8.3% bigger this year than a year ago. That represents the fourth month in a row of higher placements across the countryside. They anticipate a marketing number higher, just as Darrell kind of alluded to. Their number, 10.3% bigger than November of 2009. About half of that increase due to one more weekday this year versus last year. Looks like total number of cattle on feed as of December 1, according to Allendale, if they get their numbers right, 3% bigger than a year ago. Now back to our friend Darrell Peel from Oklahoma State. Let's back up a little bit, Darrell, and talk about a big report from USDA this last Friday. And that, of course, was the monthly supply-demand data from Uncle Sam. And basically not a lot of changes, but anything in there that livestock producers need to be especially paying attention to?
Well, I don't think it changed much in the short run. We continue to see, you know, relatively tight ending stocks and you know, certainly nothing that suggests we're going to see a lot of downside pressure in the short run, at least. Probably not a lot of need for markets for the corn market to go up. So I think we're sort of holding our breath, but going forward with the idea that we probably have adequate supplies of corn at the current price levels. I think what will become more important very quickly as we go forward into the, after the first of the year, will be to start initially second-guessing and then later on guessing at what the 2011 crop conditions will be and what it will give us in terms of feed grain supplies.
Livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, starting at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300, 405-780-3300. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.